Well, good morning, Mark. Just call him Grandpappy Garth. Garth Brooks has announced the arrival of his first grandchild, Carolyn. She was born to his daughter, August, earlier this week. So big congrats out to him and Trish.
I guess they're not married yet, the two. But they are planning on looking at, they've been looking at engagement rings. So
it looks like something big's coming then.
Yeah.
Ooh, exciting.
I wish you'd announce that, that he's coming back to tour.
When I saw, actually, I get in every morning and I have music I have to pull in, and one was Garth. So I thought, oh, some Garth Brooks news. It's going to be. And that's still exciting, but I always hope for, you know, new music or a tour. Prince George of Cambridge. Now, I'm sure he's been showered with gifts since, you know, he's not even a week old yet. But this one's kind of interesting. Australia's Northern Territory gifted him with a crocodile named George.
Oh.
I know, a little baby crocodile for the little baby prince. So I don't know what he's going to do with it when it's full grown, but interesting present. Look out, boys. Taylor Swift is ready to date again. This time, though, she says she's going to shift her focus from the Hollywood guys. She wants to date a normal guy.
No.
Yeah.
A normal guy.
So if you're just a normal average Joe out there, guys, there's still a chance. She wants someone to give her stability and make her feel loved, not used. Mm. There were reports last week that Miranda Lambert wanted Blake Shelton to slow down because he was having chest pains. But Blake calls the story totally ridiculous. He got on Twitter, says the newest tabloid, that is, I'm having heart problems, very ridiculous. It's actually my liver that's messed up. He didn't use the term messed up, but the word he did use was too close to a swear word, so I did some editorializing.
Messed up swear.
Tara Reid can't even get bad work anymore. She's been rejected from the Sharknado sequel. The only actor the producers want to bring back is Ian Ziering, and it's too bad for her because they both made about $50,000 off the first one, but because it was so popular, and when a movie's so bad it's good, it looks like he's going to bring in a pretty good sum next time around. So too bad for Tara. And speaking of movies, between the claw-like hands and those mutton chops, the competition didn't stand a chance. Wolverine taking in $55 million in its first weekend in theaters. And that just doubles the take from last weekend's top movie, The Conjuring. This week it took in $22 million. Number three was Despicable Me 2, and Turbo and Grown Ups 2 rounded out the top five. And that's entertainment.